Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It's time for Cub Chat Live. Audrey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
I'm doing good as well. You guys might notice Audrey and I have a little extra pep on our step today. That's because we saw each other in person just last week at the National Annual Meeting. It was so good to see you and the rest of the team, Audrey.
It was. It was like a milestone to get everybody together and to meet each other. We met, but some of the others we hadn't met. So it was exciting.
Yes, it was the first time I'd ever met Cub Chat Mike in person. Yeah. That was really great to see him and Anthony and the whole team. Lisa, of course, was there. That was great. But we're not here today to talk about the National Annual Meeting. We're here to talk about a little thing that some of you may have heard of called social media. It's a thing that we all use. Almost all of us use every day in some form or another. You guys probably all have your favorite social media outlets that you like to use and go to where you keep up with your friends, or maybe you use it to keep up with news, or maybe you use it to keep up with things that are happening in Cub Scouts. And Audra, I think the moral of the story today is that just trust everything you see, right? Everything you see on social media is good to go. No worries.
Well, kind of the reason we're doing this is because there are a few worries. So we're really excited that folks are using all the different channels to get information and like your blog, Aaron, on scouting and Scouting Wire and things like that that come to your email. Those are really good sources to get information from because they're coming from the people that are they're developing it or speaking to it or directly interviewing it. So some of the things that we're talking more about are social media, maybe pertaining to, say, like Facebook groups. There's some really fun Facebook groups out there called one of the biggest ones is called Cub Scout Volunteers. There's a Cub Master Corner, which is just for Cub Masters. There's one called Cub Scouting Tips and Tricks. There's even a Cub Scouting Fishing page. And I know there's also some chats, like, say, on Reddit, where they're talking about scout books maybe specifically. And there are some subject matter experts that might be showing up there too. So those kinds of things are mostly what we're talking about when I'm speaking to social media. There are the official national pages like, VSA, Boy Scouts of America page and Cub Scouting page and Scouts VSA page. Those are official sources. They're not going to have there's no forum for conversation there. It's distribution of information. I like to let you know that Cub Chat Live is on and things like that. So those wouldn't be forums for conversation, but I'm thinking more about the conversation forums. And so what we've seen is that there's a lot going on right now in Cub Scouting, if you haven't heard. And you can really check all the archives of Cub Chat Live to catch up on all the details if that's the case. But there are a lot of people getting excited and maybe misinterpreting things that were said and maybe not getting a full story. They've heard it like through three or four different channels and not, you know, maybe only have got a part. You know, if you've ever played telephone, it's kind of like that, right?
Where that's a great analogy.
By the time it comes out to the fifth person, it's a very different story than when it started. So that's the kind of thing we see. And we just want to offer some thoughts and some cautions along the road.
That's a great analogy, Audrey. When we were kids, I played that game telephone in school several times, and it was amazing how things got misinterpreted as it went across the room. Now everybody plays telephone all the time online. quick shout out to Rob, Steve, Jeremy, and Chaotic Reality, who's coming to us from the Appalachian Mountains. That's very, very cool. Nice to have you watching from Johnson City, Tennessee. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Good to see you from Villa Park, Three Fires Council, talking today about social media. You guys are on a social media page right now watching this video. You're watching it on an official social media page. As Audrey said, you might be watching on the Cub Scout page. I think we're on the official Scouting Magazine page, on the official Boy Scouts of America page. Those are, as Audrey said, official pages. There are a lot of other, Audrey, a lot of them are great. I mean, really great people exchanging information. 99.9% of them have the are, you know are have the BSA's best interests in heart, but that doesn't mean necessarily that something can't pop up. So maybe a good place to start is how do you know if what you're looking at is a good source of information or not, Audrey? What do people need to know, do you think?
Right. So I think one of the things to do is use a little caution. And as you do with most anything when, or you should be doing it, most anything that appears on the internet, right? You know, you need to check your sources. So if it's in general really fun and coming up with safe scouting guidelines associated with it, there are some amazing ideas, especially I've seen a lot on Cub Chat or Cub Scout volunteers, and that they have some great ideas what to do on your Pinewood Derby. How do you display rank advancement? I've seen a lot of that lately. Just different, really creative ideas that are all fun, and that's a wonderful source of sharing program delivery options. Like, how do you do this? The national office is responsible for, and the National Cub Scouting Subcommittee is responsible for creation of program content. But the councils and other crowdsourcing things are out there for delivery, all those creative ideas. And so that's a great thing to look for in those types of groups. What you want to do is if there's anything to do with, like, say, the new program updates or especially policy and especially safety, you want to look at posts that guide you back to the source of truth. So a lot of people, as I said before, you know, and I've played that telephone game, not just in childhood, but in a leadership conference where they're teaching about leadership, just to remind us how, you know, messages get diluted and changed over time. So if someone is talking to you in a chat and they say, you know, something where they either like link Cub Chat Live or they link the source document or they link Guide to Safe Scouting or something like that, that is a good source. Right, they're telling you where they're getting their information from. Otherwise, it is an opinion, and it may or may not be accurate. So I wouldn't invest in that a lot. There's also if they lead you to things like our webpage, scouting.org, Cub Scouts, and if you look back on that frequently, there might be some prizes coming up ahead of deadlines. But that's for another day. But if they're linking you to that or to the program updates page specifically, then those are good sources of information. We call it the one source of truth. Our other national sources on scouting.org, there's all sorts of safety moments and things like that. And again, our Cub Chat podcasts and lives are also very good sources. And all those will get you the accurate information you need. So just be cautious of that. Or training modules, right? Some of the official training sites and training modules for information is good.
Very, very good. A quick shout out to a few more of our folks watching. Carrie, Rusty, good to see you again, as always. Patrick's coming to us from England. Patrick, thank you for joining us from across the pond. We appreciate
that. That's awesome.
I think that's how you say it, across the pond. And Justin's coming from Champaign, Illinois. Good to see you here, sir. Appreciate you watching as well. Audrey, one of the great things about the Cub Scout program is that its adult volunteers and leaders have the freedom to be kind of creative. I love the story about, you know, that's how the Pinewood Derby started, right? It didn't come from national. The Pinewood Derby came from a Cub Master out in California's idea of, hey, wouldn't this be fun? Yeah. And look what happens now. So we certainly encourage our leaders to be creative. And that's a source, a good source to get ideas from some of the discussion Facebook pages that you mentioned, Reddit, things like that. Of course, we need to balance that with some logic and good sense and good reasoning, right? And that's where it might be a good idea to go back and maybe fact check some of that stuff on an official source. Like you said, anybody who links to Cub Chat Live is a hero in my book. So we pretty much know if they're citing Cub Chat Live. Yeah, this is a source. One thing that's great about this show, Audrey, is, you know, I have misspoken on this show before, and you or Mike or whoever else was very quick to correct me. So on Cub Chat Live, you can rest assured that you're getting accurate and correct information, as is the same for the other official BSA pages, which, as you said, Audrey, maybe not so much for discussion, right, but more for distribution of information. right? Mm-hmm. So, but when it comes to those unofficial sites, most of which are great, and we encourage volunteers and families to go online and chat and share their knowledge and experience. Mm-hmm. And hopefully most of it is positive. Sometimes folks need to complain, and that's fine too, right? We encourage all that. But I wonder if you can maybe talk a little bit more about things that we need to be cautious about, or things that, you know, folks need to be cautious about. I would say this especially applies to folks who are new to the program, right? We've added a lot of new families, thankfully, in the last few months. Mm-hmm. What do they need to sort of be cautious of when they're going online, seeing all these opinions and ideas and things like that?
Right. Well, one thing is we do not control or monitor like every day all those groups that I mentioned. Those are just ones that I've seen on Facebook that I looked at, and they look like good groups. They look like really creative sources. So those groups are not an official source of truth, but they are a great place for other things. But you want to look out for undocumented opinions, and there may be some folks that, you know, have very strong opinions from quite a while ago that might differ with some of the young people of today, the young families of today. One of the things that shows up a lot is we're very data driven in our committee and the decisions that we've made before. We've, you know, sent out a ton of surveys, got over 23,000 back, and that's what we're working to. And then we have a feedback loop that we check everything so that we get a 95 percentile confidence rating that this is going to be successful and engaging. So sometimes you see polls come up on crowdsourced unscientific polls, and they're just exactly that, unscientific. They're not a representative sample. And so what you see on there is going to be, you know, folks that have maybe a tendency towards a certain priority or things like that. And they're going to be a smaller group, but they look like a large number because the other number isn't there. But what you're seeing is just, you know, maybe folks who just don't even use Facebook, they go other places. So just be cautious of that, you know, that isn't right or wrong. It's just not a scientific sampling. And so that's just a caution. Non-scouts with negative behavior do sometimes target these groups. And so they may come in as a presence and just start putting angry faces on everything and things like that. And so just be cautious that there are folks out there who have maybe not love for us and are expressing it. So that the deal is, if you have enough negative feedback, that sometimes then that will shut down some of the algorithms that get those feeds into your page. So just be cautious of that. There is some purposeful negativity. But there is also some just folks that just, you know, maybe they're having a bad day, or they don't have as good support as one would hope for, things like that. So just because you see it a lot on a certain group, that doesn't mean it's representative of how everybody feels or how the program is going overall or how successful it is. It's just really not a representative sample. So just take everything with that grain of salt. And it's fabulous for some other things, and I use it all the time for various things. But just to be cautious.
Yep. Yep, a little healthy bit of caution, always a good thing. We are talking about social media today with our good friend Audrey, and the benefits and maybe some things you need to watch out for when it comes to social media pages, channels that are related to Cub Scouts. I want to reiterate a couple of things that Audrey said. All of the unofficial channels we don't moderate. We don't control what people can say on there. People have freedom of speech. They can say whatever they mm-hmm. want. That doesn't mean it's necessarily accurate and true. And I also want to say, Audrey, I'd be curious to get your opinion on this. I feel like maybe people are more likely to go online to complain than they are to talk about how great things are. I don't know. What do you think? Like you said, you're not always getting a representative sample. What do you think?
Yeah, and that can be people go to vent sometimes. Right. And
sometimes people need to vent. Yep.
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, you should think about if that's the right forum or not. But they can still do that, and then others will try to be. What I found is that they could be very encouraging. So if you look for encouragement, that's a better way. Like, this is a frustration. How have you dealt with it? And can, you know, how can you overcome it? Is perhaps a better way to do it, either overcome it or have a creative idea to get out of it, or you know, is this just time to leave this particular area and trying to find a different one because it really is not good. So that kind of thing, it still can be beneficial, but yeah, if there's a lot of it on there, I personally would not be interested in that page because that's not what I'm looking for in life. I'm looking for, you know, show me the way that you solved it. Show me the way that you can do it better. Show me the ways that you can give me encouragement in what I'm doing.
I think that's a great point. And I know that we're going to talk here in just a second about the positive, the benefits of these social media sites. We've talked a little bit about things to look out for, but I do want to emphasize that right there. You know, most in my experience, you know, anybody who's been to a round table or been to a Cub Scout camp out at a district level, right, or a PAC level, when you're surrounded by like-minded people, that's a cool experience. And most of them, 99% of them, are interested in talking to you about issues you're having with your pack, both good and bad, helping you find solutions. So I know, again, we're going to talk about the benefits of social media in one second, but if you can find the right group, to me, that right there might be the biggest benefit. I'd be honest, get away from Audrey and me, right? And talk about somebody who's in your district, or even if they're not in your district, somebody who's in your situation, right? Somebody who's been there, who, you know, Audrey and I have experience as volunteers. I'm a professional staffer, but you know, we understand sometimes you want to talk to another Cub Master, someone who's a Cub Master right now. Totally get that. I also want to call out, before we get into that a little bit more, Audrey, a comment from Agent Vasquez, who is coming from Lowell, Arizona. Small pack, small little pack, but excited to grow. That is so cool to see, Agent. You have my salute, Agent Vasquez. Continue. Live long and I can do the thing. Live long and prosper, Agent Vasquez. Appreciate you. I don't know, Agent, if you're the Cub Master or just a parent, but we're keep in touch and let us know how things are going with Pack 9. Brian says creativity is the primary thing that will keep a Cub Scout pack vibrant. That's one thing that's cool about the Cub Scout program is that it encourages its leaders, and to be creative, and especially the program updates, which you might have heard us talk about a little bit over the last few months. I feel like, you know, they do an even better job, Audrey, of, you know, if you've got a lot of time to plan a meeting and you've got a lot of different ideas, you can do that, but you can also just, we all know, I think Anthony said it, sometimes you show up an hour before the meeting starts and you need something to do. So the new program updates provide solutions in both of those situations, which I love very much. Shout out to David. Carrie says the Scout Law is for adults too. Boy, that's totally 100% accurate, Carrie. Yes. You go to a
wouldn't it be a wonderful world if everybody did it?
How many of our problems would that solve, Audrey and Carrie, right? Yes. But that's a great point, Carrie. When you go to a you know, social media channel and most people are not following the Scout Law, like you say, I personally, I'm with you, Audrey. I would probably go somewhere else. That's a choice that you all have to make. I probably would go somewhere else. And I also want to point out, Brian, a really good comment from Brian. He says, you know, you hear people yelling online, no one likes the new butt loops or whatever. And he's like, yeah, whatever, that's what we have. He's fine with it. So that's a good example of how maybe the people who are mad online, not always a representation of what most people are like in the real world. But that's enough talking about things to watch out for, Audrey. Let's talk about the benefits of a social media channel. And we're talking, I think, at this point about kind of the non-BSA, the non-official channels, right, Audrey?
Right. And you always have the freedom to scroll on by and not engage, right? Mm-hmm. If they're you know, not being kind. I do want to give a thank you to there are admins on most of those pages that are actively out there trying to keep it kind. Not stop communication, but keep it kind. And I know some of them do have questions about, are you able to, you know, are you in that role, like the Cub Master's Corner, you need to be a Cub Master and things like that. So they have the admins themselves try, but they're just volunteers like everybody else, right? They're just people looking out for that. So they can't possibly, you know, monitor everything. So just scroll on by and try to be kind. And obviously, yes, the Scout Law is 100% what we live by and should live by. And everything should be framed, you know, within that. And if you have an opinion with somebody else, you know, how can you phrase it kindly? How can you soften that and make it a little more gentle, but still get your point across and direct them to the source? So what is great for, back to the original question, is creative ideas. Oh my gosh, so many creative people. And They for program delivery, the photos that, that are out there, anytime we could see photos, we have blatantly taken things off of the Cub Scout volunteers group to put into the activities for the new program updates, because they're so good. They're so good. And they've already been tested. People have already, you know, tried the workings and things like that. So that is a great place for ideas. Even some of the you know, reference materials that folks need at different levels, being able to put that together. Councils are short staffed right now. So that is just a reality we have to deal with. So they're maybe not able to provide as many of those resources. So some of these files, if you check on the files, obviously be careful with downloading files and you know, have your firewalls and everything up that, you know, are checking, you know, security checking for viruses and all that. But you know, if you, there seems to be a lot of really good files on there that have reference materials, even with the new materials coming out right now that they have developed for all different things. So that is a great resource there. And I would say encouragement. I have seen some lovely posts where, you know, somebody was tired or burned out or whatever, and they gave them, you know, ideas on how to problem solve for that, or how to work around it, or get support, you know, like find support. Maybe they don't even know there's a district or a council roundtable or other volunteers there ready to help. They just didn't know that they were having an issue. So encouragement, I think, can be a really, really powerful thing. And you know, just to know that other people maybe have gone through the same problem and the same frustration, or literally we're, you know, most of everybody is just parents. They're not, you know, they're not trained. There are some trained teachers and we're super thankful for them, but most are not trained teachers and not child development specialists. So that kind of being able to get those kind of informations or connections to resources and how to help when you're struggling are fantastic things. Maybe an awareness of new things available. Like I know I've seen some very creative awards things that they've put together for year end crossovers and year end bridging and things like that. And you didn't even know that was possible, or that there was a ceremony or something that you wanted to incorporate in that. And right now the awareness is that we're releasing a new program on June 1st. And again, as I said, there might be some things on the website already on ParaScouting.org, Cub Scouts, that people could check out. So I know usually there's folks that are checking those things all the time, and they can inform you that there's things that are up on that they're live. So another thing would be a potential solution to local issues, or, you know, new leaders, how to be a leader, you know, how to work through, you know, group management and things like that. So just be cautious, right? There are source materials on how to be a leader and your local environment. There are helps too, but there's a lot of really good people out there with great intentions trying to help one another out. And so those are things that you can look for. Maybe another thing is creative gifts. You know, I've seen a lot of that lately because it's year end for most areas. You know, you want to give leader gifts. So what does that look like? Or you want to give little tiny, you know, I've seen a lot of 3D printing, amazing things going through and things like that. So if you have resources or connections to that, there's some super creative ideas.
Yeah, that kind of thing is great, because especially brand new leaders might not think of things like that, right? Because I don't think there's any section in the handbook.
They don't have to. But if they wanted to, this is a great place to get some ideas.
Right. They have the option to see that and go, oh my gosh, I wish I had thought of that. I'm going to do it right now. Or they have the option of looking at that and going, yeah, I'm not, I've got a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm not going to worry about that right now. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Both of those are fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And we do have an endorsement from Charlie for the r/Cub Scouts on Reddit. He says they've been a great resource, place to discuss with like-minded folks, well moderated. When people are looking for official answers, they are good about referring them to official sources, which is really about all you can ask for. Again, as a point of emphasis, as Audrey said, we don't moderate. That's not moderated by a BSA staffer. So mm-hmm. people have the freedom to say whatever they want there. Always encourage, as you said, Audrey, you know, be cautious, be, you know, just be aware. But it is a great, I think, support system in general, sites like that, where you can hear from other folks. If you're having, you know, if you're frustrated or something like that, there are folks out there online who are willing to help. if you know, you go online and ask for it in a scout-like way, right? Maybe don't go on guns a-blazing, right? But I love the idea. You know, again, we talked about creativity, sharing ideas. I want to shout out real quick that in-person roundtable, if you're not a social media person, your local roundtable is a great way to do that as well. But, you know.
Or even Zoom if you can't get there. But
Any sort of local roundtable. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But these social media sites are also can be very, very useful. Great discussion, Audrey. Any final thoughts before we let you go? Any more points we need to make about the, you know, Cub Scout unofficial, mainly social media sites?
Yeah. So just the whole topic was brought up, like, this should be something you do in media anyway. Anything that you look at, you should be checking, you know, where's this source? What's this coming from? Is this really true? And I will pull on my own phone, I'll pull up things in Google search on things when I'm just like, is that really true? And so I would just encourage that. There are some helpers out there that are will be saying, you know, maybe they say they're from the National Committee. There's one or two that do pop in if they have time and direct you to a source. And so obviously if they're directing you to a source, that's a good thing. I'm not as familiar with Reddit. I know it's out there. It's just not you don't really have so much time, right? So there is a Cub Scout one. I intentionally in pairs. And there's also, I believe there's a Scout book one. So if people have like extra trouble with, you know, some how to's there. You can do some searches on things and find some helps. But hopefully this helped you to encourage you to find some of these groups. Like I said, the Cub Scout Volunteers is a really good one for a lot of creative ideas. I see that every day, multiple times a day. It'll come through my notices of something really interesting going on over there. Check it out. Use with caution and enjoy. And if we could get everybody to use the Scout Law, frame everything within the Scout Law, there'd be a lot more happiness on those pages.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I think the moral of the show today, Audrey, is that these sites can be very, very useful and very, very beneficial. Yeah. We encourage everyone to check them out, give them a chance, find one that kind of works for you, where you think you fit in. Keep in mind that most of them are not official. We don't moderate them. We can't control what people say. Nope. So just, you know, just, as long as you keep that in mind, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I got a few more comments since we have a few more minutes, Audrey. A couple of these aren't exactly related to our show, but I think I'd still like to address them if you're okay with this.
Sure.
By the way, Steve says lots of great blogs out there too with awesome ideas and document resources. There's one called Learn on Scouting, Steve. You might should check that one out. Jason actually. I do want to, this is kind of unrelated, but Jason said he's had some issues with the scouting.org page. Jason, I do know actually that scouting.org has been extremely busy for the last couple of weeks, ever since the National New Meeting. So appreciate your patience. We just got an email from our web person the other day. They are working on it. It is a little bit slower than normal. So just so everybody knows, I think I'm allowed to say that. It's being addressed and it's being worked on. So thank you for your patience there. There was one other comment, Audrey, that I wanted to address because you guys talk a lot about data. And at the National Annual Meeting, Anthony said something that I've heard him and other folks say before that I thought was really interesting, in that you guys spend a lot of time doing these Cub Scout program updates. 5 or 6 years from now, it's probably going to change again. Brian's question is, will you continue to use a data-driven model to evaluate the current program, the new incoming program? And I think the answer is yes. That evaluation continues all the time. Audrey, your thoughts?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah, right. And not exactly the answer is yes, but I think it's a fair question.
There will be some, they may not be up like the first, this couple months this summer, because again, our IT staff is very, very small and we are trying to get our best to get the big thing up and then to work on those. But there'll be a feedback loop on some of these things. As I said in a previous Cub Chat, the requirements and the concepts are tested with that. The activities are not, they're from good sources, but they have not actually been tested. So if we have ones that are underperforming, they will be changed because it's online. And that's the whole point of this, is to be able to be agile and change things and update things as, you know, we've had supplies change, right? We used to do a space derby and then the manufacturer quit. So whether we liked it or not, we didn't have options. There wasn't another manufacturer that was willing to do it for any kind of reasonable price. So there are sometimes things that are, you know, not our wishes, but are out of our control. So some of those agile development things will be up there, and there should be a feedback loop. We will be monitoring, you know, number of clicks through, the number of download type things, those kinds of numbers, how many people have activated that. And so, yes, the answer is yes. We will continue to use that data metrics to monitor the current system. And yes, we expect with time and new studies of what the next generation, because every, you know, what is it, every 6 years or something, we're getting another group who may have different needs. And so as long as it's on my watch and the next person's watch, I think you can 100% guarantee that our new CEO is very much of this mindset. And so that's great to see. So it might be much more across the board. And so I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. And I think that I can tell all of you watching from my interactions, Audra, so, just so you all know, is a member of the National Cub Scouting Committee. And I got to spend some
time. Yeah, I'm a volunteer.
Audra's a volunteer. Yeah, but I got to spend some time with her and some other volunteers. And I can tell you all that they are genuinely, I think, it maybe self-reflective is the right word. They are not zeroed in on what their personal opinions are. They are very open to discussions from everybody else, which I think is a very positive attitude. And that's not going to stop just because this new program is here or will officially start on June 1st, I think, right? Yep. So this has been a great show, guys. Speaking of social media, Cub Chat Live is one of your most reliable sources. This show will stay on this channel forever into perpetuity. You can always go back and watch it. You can share it with your friends. And as a reminder, go ahead, Audrey.
I was just going to say the lead on to the Cub Chat. We're going to continue to, even though we're almost done with our official rollout chart Cub Chats, there will be continued updates. Like we're going to be doing one on the new training modules that are coming, and we're going to be doing one on some other things as we see needs for communication and strongness. And we always have it every Friday. We have something good planned for you, but some of them are more like regular program, like, you know, your regular Pinewood Derby and your regular leadership changing and things like that. Those aren't necessarily new program updates. So continue to watch Cub Chat Live and look for those Friday blocks or if, you know, in your podcasts or your archives.
So. Yes. I was just going to remind everybody we're a podcast now. So you guys can download this on your favorite podcast app. Listen to it in the car, listen to it on a run, listen to it while you're supposed to be working. We don't care. That'd be great. Audra, this has been a really fun and informative show. Great job as usual to you. And thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you so much. You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you all for watching at home. We hope you have a great weekend as well. We'll see you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.